Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's President's Day. It's a very quiet day on the block here. Whenever we have a federal holiday, there's no mail, and I'm right by the post office, and the banks are all closed. I'm right by the bank, so the courthouse is closed. I'm right by the courthouse, so it's like a little ghost town here when we have a federal holiday. Well, why should we celebrate Washington's birthday and not President's Day? Instead of me writing my monologue in my opening today, I'm taking this from, if I can say his name right, Arthur Malik. He's written this for the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. And I really liked what he had to say about George Washington and President's Day. He starts out, "America's greatest statesman did not think the national holidays were merely about family dinners, watching fireworks, or getting a three-day weekend. These occasions, to the contrary, were needed to encourage all citizens to together raise their gaze above the enthrallment of their private lives so as to see or image something greater than themselves and worthy of their admiration. Thanksgiving and the 4th of July, first conceived by our founding fathers, are illustrative of this. Thanksgiving, as George Washington writes in his Thanksgiving Day proclamation, should instill in citizens gratitude to our nation and our Creator, thereby asking citizens for a moment to acknowledge our frailty, our dependence on a higher power, and the imperfection of our understanding. Thanksgiving, therefore, is a holiday that restrains democratic self-satisfaction and pride. The 4th of July, by contrast, celebrates courage and manliness, the kind required to defeat a great empire and to found a community devoted to political liberty. It reminds citizens of public spiritedness on behalf of our ideals, and that our ideals require of us sacrifice and courage. Thus, these two holidays celebrate starkly contrasting spirits, that of subordination and that of assertion, both healthy aspects of the Republican character. What we today call President's Day is in fact Washington's birthday, just like a Republican people must on occasion be reminded of the need for manly assertiveness and modest gratitude, so too must they be reminded of examples of human greatness. First instituted as a federal holiday in 1879, this day ought to celebrate Washington, not an abstraction called presidents. There is no meaning in celebrate presidents, generally, and in this season. Reason for this reason, it says, the holiday today has no real content, being viewed as merely another day off work. You know, they have all the President's Day sales at the stores. To confuse James Buchanan for Washington is to conflate copper and gold. During Washington's life, he deservedly became one of the most famous men in the world. His remarkable courage and prudence had, despite great odds and a great peril, carried to victory our 13 colonies against the most powerful empire on earth. The weight of this task fell upon his shoulders, speaking of George Washington. In times of peace, moreover, Washington's self-possession and equanimity, by contrast to the brilliant but somewhat impulsive advisers surrounding him, meant that the country's fate could be responsibly entrusted to him. The example of his control over his passions, his judgment and devotion to the common good, made him the new model of Republican greatness, which until recently filled the American imagination for generations. It is said, and I'm adding this to the argument, to the article, it is said that George Washington could have been king and walked away from that. A very humble man. Goes on in the article, indeed so clear were the virtues that both Federalists and Anti-Federalists reached unanimous agreement about Washington's worthiness to be president, despite their immense disagreements on almost everything else. Today, examples of human greatness are needed, perhaps more than ever, in the hurly-burly of the crass and the silly images in popular culture, film, and music. Such examples are absent. In our books and our textbooks, individual greatness is often tactfully denied by teaching and vast cosmic forces like economic forces or technological advancement rather than individuals cause events. And when individuals are the cause, they are often characterized merely as oppressors. Our experiences of these things combine to instruct as in vulgar aspirations, innervating fatalism of hatred of greatness. Revering Washington and living with his examples is not just a matter of arbitrary, antiquarian taste. In fact, reverence for human greatness, as Tocqueville observes, is among the things most needed in democracy. One of the many reasons for this is to counterbalance the overwhelming power of democratic majority, Tocqueville writes. The aristocracies, men often have a greatness and a force that are their own. There is nothing like this among democratic peoples in democracies. Public favor seems as necessary as the air that one breathes. And to be in disagreement with the mass is, so to speak, not to live. The majority does not need to use the laws to bend those who do not think like it. It is enough for it to disapprove of them. Their sense of isolation and impotence immediately overwhelms them and drives them to despair. Democracy in America is what that is from. And I was reading that, I was remembering all the complaints about the popular vote over the Electoral College. In this context, human greatness means maintaining moral and intellectual independence despite the tyranny of the majority over the individual. Such independence is the source of statesmanship and the kind of steadiness of character required for it. It is inconceivable that a man like Washington would go along with arbitrary new tastes or ideas, but without such examples as his remembered on a specially assigned day for all Americans to consider, we have few occasions to learn from his example. It is President's Day, which is really the day to celebrate our founding father, our first elected president, George Washington, who was a very great man. I have several things to quote from him throughout today. The knowledge is, in every country, the surest basis of public happiness. We need knowledge. Remember, I say educate and activate. The American citizen has to be knowledgeable. We have to know. And that's why it is so important to understand what this fake news is that we have been listening to. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. I've got somebody holding. We're going to get to your call. Thank you so much for your patience with me. I'll open the phone lines. We're going to talk about the rally and President's Day and a few other things. 877-895-5410. Happy George Washington's Day, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is President Stan. We're going to go to the phones, but before I do, really quick, I said I was going to give George Washington quotes throughout the show, so here's another one. The time is near at hand which must determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves. I think this is appropriate every day because we seem to forget what freedom and independence really is. And to be a slave to big government, which is what we seem to be right now with bureaucracy, is no different, perhaps worse in some ways, than being owned by a single slave owner, because it goes from generation to generation, just as it did then. But you just can't seem to get away from it because you don't recognize it as slavery. We have a caller from Oregon. We have Robert. He tried to call in last week, and we were just about out of time, and we weren't able to take him. Robert, how are you today? Thank you for calling.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good,
I'd like
sir.
To, yes, I'm from the state of Oregon, and the state of Oregon, it voted the liberal. And
okay.
But see, the town that I live in, we were over 70%. 70% for Donald Trump. But anyways, that's not what I called about. I just wanted to state about where I was from. What you said about we're all slaves. This is very true. But what the thing is whether you're the extreme left or the extreme right, or any person in the whole world is a slave, but we're all fighting the same enemy, every person on the face of the earth. Second of all, what I'd like to say is that I was an iron worker, and Donald Trump and in theory, iron workers and all the building trades have voted Democratic their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't vote till this year. I don't know why I didn't vote, but maybe because I was busy working. What I wanted to say was, is the guy that called the other day and he said Donald Trump is going to be a dictator.
Yeah.
The reason why I say this not is because I've seen so much in my life from being an iron worker. Number two, he invited an iron worker into the White House, you know, in
yes,
his first week in presidency. So that first week in presidency, he invited all the building trades in. That's what he did for a living. I don't know if anybody knows anything about what an iron worker was, but we're the cowboys of the sky. We build bridges and buildings. I've worked all over the country. I worked on Denver International Airport. I worked on Hanford Nuclear Plant, and I did it for over 30 years. I started in the infantry and the army, and I lived on the streets and called the iron workers every day for 6 months.
Thank you for your service.
Donald Trump knows how to put us back to work.
Yes, he does.
The enemy that we're all facing, if there's one thing that I learned, like when I was in the Army, the first thing you do is the guy that called the other day, what he is he's scared out of his mind. And all the people on the left are scared out of their mind. Well, fear comes from the enemy that I was talking about a little earlier.
Let me
I'm a little bit nervous.
That's so, okay. No, there's no need to be nervous. I'm just your little sister. That's all.
I know.
You're just talking to me on the phone.
I've been thinking about this call all weekend. So what I was trying to say was the guy, he's afraid. He's afraid. And
yes.
Because I know this fear. Because when we were iron workers, it's not like anything else. It's like the iron worker was a special ops guy. We were like the old cowboys. We're special ops. We're of the building trades. I'm not saying anything else about the other building trades, but nobody works harder than we do. You know, and there's different breeds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's loggers. There's special ops infantry, and they're a certain kind of a cat. And as soon as I saw Donald Trump, I knew that's what he was. I knew that he hired us. He likes us. He knows exactly who we are. And what we're about. We just demand respect and money for our pay. Just like the Portland Airport, it crashed. You know, we're on the line of from the first thing in the morning to the last thing in the evening. If you don't do it right or you make one mistake, you're going home in a body bag. I had three of my brothers killed up here on the mm-hmm. Portland Airport when it crashed. It crashed. You guys was going to imagine it made national news. Anyways, I don't know if you remember that, but. So we get an extra sense of things. Well, in other words, you can smell things. And I believe that that's a gift from God. In other words, and I quit that job just not too long before when I was going up the ladder. And, you know, it was like God was talking to me. And he put the thing in that, and he put, like, goosebumps on me. And I quit. And I knew that they were going to do that, and they did. They killed three of my friends. The one kid that took my spot. So what I'm saying is I see things a long time before they happen. That's why I live in the middle of nowhere. This stuff is coming. When I was in the mission and called the iron workers every day, you know, I've seen a lot of things, and there's a lot more things to be worried about for that guy and the whole world to be worried about than Donald Trump being president. The only thing he did that he's doing is setting up a perimeter, just like if he was in the Army. First thing your squad does is when you stop, you cover 360 degrees. That's what he's doing with our borders.
Right.
360 degrees. He's already got 250,000 jobs. He's going to do this infrastructure. That means every building trade dude is going to be working.
You know, my husband,
jobs back.
My husband's in construction, and he's a superintendent on the jobs. It's commercial company that he works for, so he builds the buildings. But we're in rural America. He doesn't do the high rises you're talking about. That scares me to death.
You guys got grain silos and
well, he builds. I mean, he builds schools and other things that he takes care of. Some of the state buildings and such. He's been on those jobs. He does a lot of building, but not high rise buildings like you've been on, like you're talking about. That kind of scares Beth to death. But anyway. you know, one thing that Donald Trump did, as soon as he was signing the paper, and I've got a lot of people that are listening that are on two sides of this story, on two sides of this issue, and that's the Keystone Pipeline, because those who are being affected by the eminent domain and it's coming through, they have a whole different perspective than us sitting here saying, oh, yeah, bring it on, you know. So, but the first thing he said when he signed that was, before he signed it, whose steel are we using? And he wanted to use American, USA Steel, and he demanded it, and he added a sentence to it that that's how it's going to be. He wants to put America back to work. America has been failing in jobs. We don't want to be service people. We don't all want to be waitresses. We don't all want to be serving. We want to be making and building and producing things, and I think he's going to make that change as long as he can get through the fight of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's just like, now, Donald Trump says, build America, buy America.
Yeah.
When I first got in, my dad, I didn't know my dad till I was like 16. And so he told me to go down to the hall, and your name is such and such, and tell him he was born in this state. I wasn't old enough. And then they found out 6 months later that I wasn't 18, so I joined the Army. Well, anyways, he used to say it then, and I remember it was like my second job as an apprentice and I was still in that mission. But I got a job. I called them every day. Tenacity. Anybody in the inner cities, anybody can move all across the country. And if you just want to go get a job, you want to get out of that crap, get out of it. Nobody's stopping you. What about Christopher Columbus? He sailed clear across and found us, you know.
That's
the world
right.
was flat, though. People perished for the lack of knowledge. And you're exactly right about I understand about somebody coming through my property. But when he's talking infrastructure and bridges and all that other stuff, I'm talking in general.
I understand.
And my dad said, you know, and that was a big deal back in the day just to the union people alone. The union, if he can get the unions, he's got it. He's got it because there's the other 3 million. Okay? You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Popular vote. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad said, build American, buy American. And the first thing we do, that was back in the 80s, and we were starting to get Chinese steel when our steel mills was getting out. Well, the first steel that came across that we got for the Husky Stadium in Seattle, I did my apprenticeship in Seattle, the first steel that come across, well, there's all this iron hanging there, and all of a sudden the tube steel that they'd sent us, it was close to the thing, so they took it right off the ship onto the job. You know, they truck it right straight to the job. Well, the whole thing's sitting there, and the steel split apart, and it all come crashing down.
I took
a job that morning. I said, "Is this going to fall down?" They said, "Oh, by the time I got home, I was seeing it on the news." So, anyway, I just
want
to tell everybody that we're fighting a bigger enemy than we think. And the people that are on the left that's scared, if you think a dictator's coming in, he's not the one.
He's not.
The dictator after him, that you better be watching.
All right. I appreciate it, Robert. Thank you. And thank you so much for your service to this country. I appreciate it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're talking about President's Day, and I'm going to talk about the rally that took place this weekend and a few other things. T-Rex Tillerson firing a few people there in D.C. I think it's all very interesting. 877-895-5410. And we the people, we'll be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Melissa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to give another George Washington quote. He says, I was summoned by my country, whose voice I can never hear but with veneration and love. He absolutely loved this nation. And he served it in so many ways. And then when he was ready to go home, he came back and served it again as president. Well, before some of the other things that took place this weekend, on Friday, Secretary Rex Tillerson begins deconstructing the seventh floor shadow government of the Department of State. Now, this is something that many of us haven't necessarily concentrated on or heard about, but the term shadow government is not a construct of critics. It's actually the term the professional bureaucrats within the seventh floor of the Washington, D.C.-based Department of State gave to themselves. The career political operatives who reign within the State Department openly view themselves as a distinctly separate state governing authority with no attachment to the policies or objectives to the United States presidency or any mere elected official therein. For years, this group has considered themselves the untouchables. They live in a life of high-financed indulgence, including massive expense accounts, chartered airline travel, swanky cocktail parties, expensive chauffeurs to take their kids to private school, seasonally designed home decor, appointed by only the very best interior designers, personal security to keep the commoners away, tickets to the best venues, and reserved seating at elite D.C. restaurants. With the first rights to the budget expenditures, the seventh floor group finds no indulgence too extravagant for their intellectual elitism. They demand nothing but the finest because they are the most worthy of the D.C. professionally privileged, who are more equal than others, and after all, their jobs require them to host and visit like-minded diplomats and celebrities with exclusive tastes from around the world. Well, today, which was Friday when this was written, this elite group collectively choked on their crustless triangle sandwich. Tillerson fired him. Tillerson went in the deconstruction and realignment while simultaneously managing controlling the amount of damage these internal agents will do toward the larger Trump administration objectives is a tenuous undertaking. So, Secretary Rex Tillerson is tasked with the taking the corrupt and rotting vehicle down to the frame and cutting out the cancerous rust. This is yet another epic battle with zero Washington, D.C. supporters as Trump and their nicknaming him T-Rex endeavor through the restoration phase. We shall now see if the uniparty, Democrat and Republicans, will try to impede such an effort. This group of people, and I've got an article here, another article, from a Daniel Davidson. It's rather lengthy. I won't read it to you this morning, but it talks about Obama's shadow government and is organizing to undermine Trump. Now, this shadow government isn't the one that Tillerson fired. This is another one that Obama has come up with. Now, on President's Day, it's been the rule, an unspoken, something to give respect and dignity to the incoming president, which really, when you do that, you're giving respect and dignity to the voters who put him in place. Well, that's not happening this time around. Obama has started a foundation, and he is going to fight for his legacy and do everything in his power to combat Donald Trump, the President Donald Trump. This is unheard of. This is not a free America where you have the exchanging of powers because the voters put someone else in place. This is a battle. This is a battle of how we shall be governed. We have Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Happy Washington. Great, Beth. Happy Washington's birthday.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Robert's call was very inspirational.
Well, wasn't
I hope
it,
get
though?
A few more from him.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, you get up there when he's building some of those skyscrapers.
Mm.
He has had a little time to reflect on God, wasn't he? During his time, for sure.
Oh,
so
my
that
goodness,
was great.
Yes.
Yeah, can I throw on another George Washington quote? I don't know if you had it on the list. Now, George Washington said, however, about political parties, may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust domination.
Wow.
Dominion, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't have that one. Send that one to me. If
I will.
You can. Thank
it's
you.
A good one. And I think it describes Trump's base. you know, I think in our, at least in my lifetime, this is the second time we've had a president that reflects that view of the parties. The first one was Ronald Reagan in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them have been all slaves to their parties, and it's destroying us. It's absolutely destroying us. And I've been down the road too. I've drank the Kool-Aid.
You've been involved in politics for a while.
Yeah. And the more you study God, the more you study the Bible, the more you study George Washington, the parties don't become so as important as people think they are.
You know, the inauguration speech, when Donald Trump said, "We are making a change of power. The power is going back to the people." I think, like Robert was saying, people are scared. The left is scared. They don't know what to expect. I mean, they're used to government being in control. They're used to the Democrats being in control. Not the Republicans are any better. We know Obama. We know Bush didn't necessarily do better, and the first Bush was the one talking about the New World Order, which isn't putting America first at all. But when he says that and the crowd roars, it's up to us. If we are now the ones in power, obviously he's the president, he has an administration, and we're trying to get him a cabinet together. We're the ones that need to squash this mainstream media and the fake news. I just call it lies. That's what it is, lies and manipulation to deceive the people. And Congress. The Republicans that are fighting the president, as well as the Democrats that are fighting. It's up to we, the people, to put a stop to that.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, let me throw in some Bible study here, but the side I'm concerned about isn't Nancy Pelosi or McConnell Schumer or people like that. They're telling me already who they are. Right now, McCain and Lindsey Graham and a few others are coming out who come out of nowhere when there's a little bit of trouble with a trumped up media. You know, they've made something up. They're the ones that concern me because they told me in the past they're on my side, and now when the agenda could be carried out that we've been working for over a number of years. They're helping the other side.
Yeah, they are. You know, and McCain has been that way for a long time, and Lindsey Graham. They're both, I call them rhinos. They're really globalists, and so are some of the others that aren't. It's those that don't, you don't know what side they're on. They ride that fence, and, you know, they've been against Donald Trump. We're going into a break. Appreciate your call. I've got some other calling.
Deb.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you so much. Happy President's Day. The founding father who spoke with such wisdom. We cannot deny that. We can't just lump it into one president and all presidents. It's George Washington's birthday, our founding father. We're going into a break, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've been talking about President's Day and Donald Trump and the, you know, T-Rex that got rid of that secret government up there on the seventh floor. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Happy Obama Monday to one and all.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, I call to your attention that for years, it's decades, the State Department has been infested with people who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes.
And which Dr. Henry is a very influential member. CFR is basically the Western Hemisphere puppet for the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And Dr. Henry has basically out and out stated he's pretty much an agent of the British Crown. Mm-hmm. Now, John McShane has openly stated that he's had Dr. Henry as his trusted advisor for over 30 years. Well, that tells you, that kind of sort of tells me all I need to know, because Dr. Henry is one of the people who basically left behind a whole bunch of POWs in Vietnam who, in addition to being pawns of war, knew too much about the drug trafficking that was going on between Vietnam and the Southeast Asia, the Golden Triangle, as it is called, being shipped into the United States. So,
okay, speed it along here because we're in the final segment. I've got
You know, I just thought I'd kind of call your attention to those salient facts.
Yeah, the CFR is not a good thing, and we've got an awful lot of people in D.C. that are embedded
in it. I think they should be arrested for treason.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea, Skits. I thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Back to George Washington here. I want to share two more quotes with you, and I want you to concentrate on the word free. A free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. A free people ought not only be armed and disciplined. If they want to disarm you, they don't want you to be free. I want you to stop and think about that just a little bit. And when they're giving you fake news, manipulating the data, free speech, when you're not allowed to hire who you want to hire, bake a cake for who you want to bake a cake, free speech, if you are silenced, not allowed to speak your faith, free speech is silent, then away is taken away, then dumb and silent, we will be led like sheep to the slaughter. Look at what's going on with this liberal left. They speak of free speech as they try to shut you up. And of course, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. That is a quote from George Washington. The marvel of all history. We have been a patient people, the forgotten men and women of this nation. Now, I'm not getting to near the things that I was going to get to. I had something that I was going to for sure bring you in the last segment, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow. But I also want, before I close, I've got another thing I want to talk about with the rally. But before I close, I promised somebody that I would talk to you about that. Anybody from Missouri, this is for you. On March 4th, March for Trump. It's a Saturday, it's March 4th, from 1 to 4 o'clock at the Missouri State Capitol in Jefferson City, Missouri. They're going to march a little less than a mile, I believe they said. I'm not sure why they're cutting it short. Maybe because they want to get everybody there. They've got speakers, Peter Kinder, Paul Kirtman, Colonel Jackson, Jack Jackson, Ed Martin, Christy Nichols, and Mindy Patterson. Our own Mindy Patterson will be there. So we'll mention this again, but mark it down now because that's coming right up, March 4th, March for Trump. Even if you didn't vote for him, you need to be concerned that your president, that this administration has been under such attack. Now, he talked about in his rally, and if you didn't see it and you have access to the internet, get on there and watch his speech from the rally. It was just like one of his campaign speeches. That's what a lot of them are complaining about. He once again had huge crowds. So now we got to talk about the crowds because he made a statement about how huge the crowds were. And they said, well, he might have embellished a little bit. But what I listened to him, he said, there's probably 7,000 people here. Well, it was 9,000 people is what they have on this article that I have. And they're kind of an anti-Trump article here. Then there was also 15,000 people that could not get in. I had heard 20. We'll talk about 15. And then there were, I heard, this says hundreds, but I'm going to give them the shadow of the doubt here. I heard 3,000 protesters against him. So we're talking about over 20,000 people for Trump, 3,000 against. Let's talk about the popular vote. To be run and ruled by the majority is not a free and independent people. Your president's under attack. Today is President's Day, when we should honor our very first elected president, George Washington. He was an honorable man. I can't compare him to Donald Trump. They're as different as night and day. He was an honorable man. That doesn't mean Trump isn't honorable. I wasn't saying that. He loved his country. Trump says he loves his country. George Washington led an impossible task. And it looks to me, in comparison, Donald Trump is leading an impossible task. We can't look to Trump for the answers because the future's unknown. But we can look to George Washington for what he did and how he did it. And we want to go to that point and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.